Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
What was the Eagles Ballroom before it became the rave? I'm reporter Joy Powers, and that's a question we've heard a lot here at Bubbler Talk. It turns out there's a lot of answers. The Eagles Club on Wisconsin Avenue was completed in 1926, and it was the headquarters for the Milwaukee area of the Fraternal Order of the Eagles, a national social organization with a rather illustrious history. The group created Mother's Day, its membership includes many former presidents, and for a while, Milwaukee had the largest club in the nation. The building itself was a fitness club, as well as a music venue known as Divine's Million Dollar Ballroom, which attracted big bands and high-profile performers. The Eagles Club also became the site of a flashpoint in Milwaukee's civil rights history.
It's interesting when I give talks today about Milwaukee civil rights, I begin by asking, who knows where the rave is? And almost everybody raises their hand, and then that used to be the Eagles Club. They had a whites-only clause, and there's this audible gasp through the room.
That's Margaret Rosga. She was a member of the NAACP Youth Council, and she had just joined the group when they first decided to protest the club in 1966.
Virtually every politician in Milwaukee belonged. All the judges, all the city council members. It was what we began to call a quasi-political organization.
Now, I want to emphasize that the Eagles Club wasn't a hate group. They were a social club. But it was explicitly racist, as the organization's national bylaws barred non-white people from becoming members. The NAACP picketed the club for more than 2 months before switching their tactic.
As we moved into spring, some other civil rights leaders in Milwaukee suggested shifting the focus of the demonstrations from the membership clause itself to the membership of public officials in the Eagles Club.
Members of the NAACP Youth Council picketed the homes of judges who belonged to the club, and the demonstrations grew. They were met by counter-demonstrators, including the KKK, and the governor called in the National Guard.
After the demonstrations that summer of 1966, the National Eagles Convention voted to retain the clause. So in one sense, you could say the demonstrations were not successful.
But in another way, they were the start of something bigger. The NAACP Youth Council moved on to bigger battles, including the fight for fair housing. By most accounts, the club was fully integrated by 1988, with an African-American man sworn in as the president of the area in June of that year. But just a few months later, the club filed for bankruptcy and disbanded. After decades of dominating public life in the city, the Milwaukee Eagles disappeared. There are people who believe the old Eagles Club is haunted, and in some ways that's hard to deny. The ghosts of its former glory can be found in the faded outline of its old marquee, the bricked-up doorways and windows hanging below stonework eagles, which belie the grandeur of its former life. And there are other less tangible ghosts.
If I were to talk about ghosts there, I would not only talk about the young people who demonstrated to change that policy, but I would think that it was racism that haunted that building.
For Bubbler Talk, I'm Joy Powers.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. What's got you scratching your head about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.